I like eating soft ice cream.
Because I do.
That's weird.
What? How do you eat your ice cream?
Cold like the rest of the world?
My ice cream is cold.
But you warm it up.
No. I make sure that it's kind of soft. Not soft, like liquidy, but just, you know, like when you sit the ice cream out for a little while?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And the size
gets fucking retarded. I get what you're saying. Like, but it's just weird.
It's not weird.
I'm not a big ice cream eater.
Because when you're eating the ice cream, most people will stir it up and it gets a little.
Why are you talking to me with your hands like I'm fucking an idiot? I know what stirring it up means.
I'm just saying, because you were just doing it with the ice cream. So how is it weird that I let
mine sit out? It's weird that you let it sit out before you eat it.
No,
because you're supposed to eat it cold. It's called ice cream, warm cream.
It's cold. I want to just get into it. I just want to just start eating. I don't want to sit there and have to stir it up and get it all loose and shit like that. I let it sit there. I'm ready for it. Boom. And then I just scarf that shit down.
It's called ice cream.
It's still ice.
It's supposed to be icy.
It is.
That's weird. I'm not a big ice cream eating person, though.
Liquid.
I don't need a lot of ice cream, but put some good snickerdoodle in front of me, I'll tear that shit up.
Bet you do. Snickerdoodle.
All right. Interesting question. We've kind of talked about this, but it came up again. If your manhood could make a sound effect, what noise would you choose?
I'm still on the same. Yep. I'm still on my
the
sound.
The fuck was that?
That's still my sound.
Like, you talking about like when it's like, the 1980s clown noise?
Yeah, like
the little, the slide, what is it? Yeah, slide whistle?
Yeah.
That's not a good sound effect.
Yeah, that's going to be it. That's you know, that's the best one.
Would that be your sound effect for when you're ready to go? Like, it's like, you good to go?
I mean, it's...
Or is it just like an everyday sound effect?
I mean, if I really had the like, think really hard on it. I don't know. It's, you know, I really, that's like the sound that I always hear, and it's just like that's the first sound that pops in my head.
That's so weird. I'll do the dopey sound effect.
The dopey?
Yeah, that. Like, you know, like when you're sitting in the theater, like the Dolby.
Oh, Dolby.
Yeah. Dolby, yeah.
I thought you were saying like dopey.
Well,
like,
what the fuck is dopey?
I don't know. That's why I asked. I don't know what the hell you was talking about.
What the fuck? Why would I make
weird shit? Dopey sound.
I think I made that drink a little too strong.
You was trying to do that shit smooth. It was almost there. It was almost.
Oh man,
right there. Like, you almost had it.
That's my fault. I deleted everything on accident. See, you had me like all messed up. But here we go.
You've heard
that was
Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents Bumping Gums.
What up? Welcome, everybody, back to the Bumping Gums podcast. I'm Dirty J. Here, my right-hand man's Kev. This one is so fucked up. All right, so what happened was, I wanted to make room on the system.
Uh-huh.
And in my head, I'm thinking just delete everything, but I'm thinking everything as in shows.
Mm.
The shows that we have recorded, that we have saved.
Right.
Where I already previous. Have them saved somewhere else, yeah. Right. So I clicked on everything, because I'm thinking in my head everything. I didn't know the machine meant everything. Wasn't thinking that didn't mean everything, but it was everything.
No, everything means everything.
But not in my head.
Yeah, but...
In my head means everything that we just did, not everything that we have.
Yeah, nah. Everything means everything.
It's supposed to be a smart machine. It's not.
No, it is.
You dumbass machine.
It's a user error.
No, it was the machine. So, No sound effects today. No nothing.
Damn.
Just going to have to hear me and Kev going at it.
Bumping gums.
How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was actually pretty good, man. You know.
What'd you do this weekend? Because every weekend, you're like, you don't do nothing.
I mean, I be doing shit.
What'd you do this weekend?
Man, I was chilling. You know what I'm saying? Me and the fan.
Oh, my God.
Baby girl was chilling. We watched some football. Like, it was a great weekend.
Speaking of, I got my son ready for football. How was yours? My son's football season started today.
Okay,
first game today. So this weekend, we're getting ready. Went did a little bit of training, things like that. We also got basketball season right around the corner, about 2 weeks away.
Okay.
So we did a lot of practicing for that. So it was a busy weekend. I don't know what else we did this weekend. Barbecued. Fam came over.
I ain't getting no invite.
The fam came over.
Oh, so now I'm not fam?
No, it was my cousin that I haven't really seen there like forever. We don't really hang out much, but she came over. She came over with the daughter, like kind of introduced us to her daughter. I hadn't seen her daughter in like probably ever. I don't remember.
How old is she?
16, 15.
Oh, goddamn. I thought you was talking about like a baby or something.
Oh, no. Last time I saw her.
Introduced you to her daughter. So yeah. Like, she's a couple years old or some shit.
Like, when they all went swimming and stuff. Yeah. She up there. She probably like middle schoolish, high schoolish, somewhere around there.
16.
Bro, I don't know. She taller than me. That's all I know. And she looked like she whooped my ass. Like, she a big girl. Not like big, like. Like big, like
screwed up.
So I'm scared now. I mean, like she's like, bro. See, don't do that. I don't mean the way you looked at me. I'm not saying like big, like she overweight. I'm saying like she grown. She grown.
Okay.
God damn.
Hey, tread lightly. Use your words.
The way you look at me, though, like
I'm just listening.
You turn nothing into something.
Hey, I just be listening.
All right. Football is bad. That's not what I said.
What did you say? You didn't say she was big?
Yeah, but like not I mean, like
she's bigger than me. That's all I know.
I'm a taller, like, bro. God damn, I'm gonna get my ass whooped. Baby D gonna come get me.
They got the new
Fuck. Oh man. She's tall. Let's leave it like that. She was nice though. She was a nice girl. It was cool getting to know her, getting to meet her, hang out a little bit. Watch some football. Watch the boys whoop some my boys whoop some ass.
Seattle?
Nah, it was the Cowboys.
You can't say that.
You can have multiple teams.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Adult men do not have multiple.
I'm not an adult man.
What are you?
I'm a little boy. You can have multiple teams.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. In football, you cannot have multiple teams.
Why is that?
Because it is, one, it's the ultimate team sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's the ultimate team sport, you can't be flippity-flopping around. Oh, you know, this is my favorite team in this conference, and in the AFC, I also like this team, and I also like this quarter. Like, no.
You can have an AFC and an NFC team.
No, you can't. No.
Say who?
Say me.
Man, who are you?
I'm the gatekeeper of goddamn.
Are you Josh Perdue?
Yes, I'm the gatekeeper of fanship.
You just made that up. You don't even know who Josh Perdue is.
I know. I just went with it. But no, I am the gatekeeper of fanship.
Oh, man. This show is off to a horrible start.
One team.
All right. So I could choose right now.
Seattle. You already chose.
Nah, I ain't talked about Seattle in years.
You talked about them just last year.
Was it? Seems like a lot longer.
Yeah.
All right. My new team is the boys.
No, it's not.
I grew up the Cowboys. Like, when you're in Texas, it's America's team, Kev.
Nah, we don't want to hear that. So you watched the game, though?
I watched it. It was very good. Very good game. Put a hurting on them.
See, I don't watch blowouts of any sport.
Not even if it's your team, it was my team.
Blowouts are boring. Like, I turned that game off, I would say, halfway through the first quarter. Once the game was like, what was it, like 16-0? I was like, yeah, this game is over.
Speaking of blowouts, Jay's first game was today.
Blowout?
Yes, I was very proud of him. So he's on B team, the team that sucks. Like, all the players that suck. Like, the ones that, like, that want to make the team, but they don't want to cut because they're like, everyone has to make it in today's world.
What?
Yeah, everybody has to make it, so they put them on B team.
Everybody makes the team?
Everybody makes it. I think. I don't know if they cut people. But B team was looking pretty good. I'm just playing about them sucking.
Okay.
Well, it was funny because the lady behind me was for the other. Okay, this was weird as shit. It was my son's team was the Jaguars.
All right.
They were playing the Wolverines.
Okay.
She kept yelling, "Go Raiders!" Yeah, and that same face I had. And then me and my dad were like, "Why is she yelling Raiders?" Well, the team that we were playing, the Wolverines, were red and white. Taft, the high school nearby, is the Raiders. They're red and white.
Okay.
So I don't know if she thought she was at a high school game. Well, it's very obvious we're at a middle school game. Where's the little ass field, right?
Okay.
And then after her team got whooped, the Raiders, which is the Wolverines, they got whooped.
Uh-huh.
The A team lost 40-something to zero, or to seven, to six. They didn't score the field goal.
Okay.
She's on the phone with somebody between the games. That B team's getting ready to come out. And she's like, "Yeah, they just lost. I don't know why. This team's not even that good." Like, I was like, "Motherfucker, you didn't see the score. Like, how are you going to say they're not that good, but y'all lost by like 30-something points?
Like, y'all got whooped.
Y'all got beat down." It was just funny. Like, I wanted to say something. I wanted to just, like, I was inquisitive. I wanted to ask her questions.
Yeah, I probably would look there. Like, if I would have heard that said, I may not have said nothing, but it would have made her want to say something because I would have turned around with the screw face like, like, you know, we got ears, right? I can hear what you just
and
said.
And she's the only one really sitting on our side. Like, it's a small bleachers. Like, it's a good size, but it's definitely divided. You can mm-hmm. see green on one side, red and white on the other. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting on our side, which there's plenty of room on there. So it was weird. It was just weird. So then Jay's team comes out. B team comes out. They win. They won 30-0.
Nice.
It wound up being a very good game. Jay did pretty good. First time ever playing. Proud of him. I was proud papa.
You give him a hug afterwards?
I did. I hugged him. I'm proud of you, man. Because I want him to stay positive. I want him to have something right now that's positive in his life. He's staying away from trouble. He's trying to do good on grades so he can keep playing. He's staying in shape. Good. My boy lost some weight. He's gained some muscle.
Nice.
I told you the last show. He's
solid.
He's solid, bro.
As a rock.
Man, he pushes me around sometimes, and it's like, better back up before I make that thing go click-clack.
Better start doing some push-ups.
Yeah, I do something, but he a big boy.
Uh-huh.
Big boy, so I'm proud of him.
How big is he?
So Deion Sanders did something that was pretty interesting. He ranked his kids.
Yeah.
Would you ever rank your kids?
You know,
I think that's easy for you to say. You got one.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say. And of course, I'm thinking, like, if I was to have a second child, right? It would be kind of hard. It would be kind of hard to knock Maya out of the top spot.
Not really. You would think your firstborn would be your favorite, but
I would think so.
Yeah, me too. It's just not really the case, though. Not really the case. So I got three kids.
Uh-huh.
I really don't have a okay. I have a favorite for multiple different reasons.
Okay.
Like Jay's my favorite because he's my boy.
Gotcha.
Favorite boy. Layla's my favorite because she's really the one I really grew up with, if that makes sense. Like, I was really there
for her. She made you a man.
Yeah, she's the one that taught me how to be a father.
Gotcha.
And my oldest one is, you know, we don't even talk no more at all. But she's my favorite because she's my firstborn. So, like, for the couple years I knew her, she was my favorite. So, it's just weird. Like, so you can have favorites, but, like, I would never just say, like, this one's my ultimate favorite. They all do something different that makes for them.
See, I think that's, so I guess the question would be, well, you already asked it, would you rank your kids? And I think that most people, like, parents be lying, And I hate that parents that have like a bunch of kids. I hate that parents lie and they say that bullshit. I love all my kids the same and yada, yada, yada. No, you don't. Shut the fuck up. You don't. Everybody has favorites. Everybody has people that they like better than others. Like it's inevitable, right?
Yeah.
So now,
you say inedible?
Inevitable.
Okay.
Now, would I just put it out there to the kids like
this? He posted this.
Yes, he posted it. Like, happy birthday to my favorite son. He said,
okay.
Verbatim, happy birthday to my favorite son. And then he put his rankings of the kids.
Right after that?
Right after that.
Fun. That was gangster shit. I love that.
It's gangster and it's funny. But
now, let's just say you're that fifth kid. How you feel? Like, you really got to feel like shit. Are you the oldest, the youngest? Do you know the age of them?
I don't remember the ages. But most of them are, I think they're all, like, of age. I think all of them are, I believe, college students at this point in time.
If I had to choose one, I'll probably put Jay up top. Because he's the baby.
Okay.
He's the boy.
Okay.
He lives with me.
Okay.
For the most part. So me and the mom have a great relationship. They really come and go. But for the most part, he lives with me. So I was like, I want him to be the man of the family. You know what I'm saying? But he's the baby, bro. Like, and he knows that. This motherfucker plays that role pretty good. Layla's more of the one that, like, I'm going to take care of everybody. Like, Layla, my middle one would be the one that's going to be cooking and, like, having everybody come over. And, like the Thanksgiving and all that will be at her house.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be the one, like, getting the family together.
Keeping everybody.
Yeah, and then, like, you mess together up, I'm going to be on you.
Gotcha.
And then my oldest would be... Who knows where? I don't know.
She'll show up with the potato salad that nobody wants to eat.
Dick. You're spot on, though. Like, she's just so distant.
There's always that one person that brings something to the, you know, they come, they bring something, and everybody's like, who brought that? Oh, she brought that? And then nobody wants to eat it.
Like, I mean, I wish things were different. The last conversation we had, literally, she told me, I told her, I love you, I want the best for you. She's like, well, I don't want the best for you. All right, cool. That was our last conversation. Now she's trying to get in contact with me for some emergency thing that she needs to talk to me about. But like, I ain't no reason to call her at all. But that's neither here or there. Thanks for bringing all that shit up, Kev. Fucking therapy and shit.
Your therapist would say that you should call her. And find out what's going on.
I should have read these before the show. I didn't even think about this. I can't even read this out.
Oh, Lord.
Florida fall back. Florida football call. Oh, okay. This is a coach that's suspended. We just jumped into that. Hey, okay, look.
I got the shaking my head emoji going on right now.
There's a lot going on right now in this area of the podcast, of this area of the show, that y'all don't know behind the scenes, and if you knew, you would give me that pass. But Florida football coach really goes in on this team now.
Player.
Yeah, on this player. Well, the whole, there's not, I'm not going to say the whole team, there's a few players in this room. I don't know if he was in his, like, hotel room or what he was in. Yeah. What did he do? Did we find out?
I don't know exactly what
he did. Something.
I think he made it, the way that the conversation was going was as if he said something about the coach.
I think so.
Himself. Yeah. Because he took what he was saying pretty personal, as if he said something about him. And he kept cutting him off, and the kid was trying to say, I didn't say something. And he just kept on, you know, that he was going to fuck him up.
Yeah, it was bad.
He was gonna blow his shit out. I was like, whoa, you gonna blow your shit out. God damn.
Let's see. Where are we at?
Somebody served a little bit of time.
Is that the right one? Yeah. All right, here we go. So this is him. Kid sitting on the bed. He's really going in on them. Damn, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good afternoon, I'm
I don't know why this don't want to play. I'm telling you, my fault, y'all. This is everywhere.
Fucking shit.
Okay.
You got me fucked up.
Shut the door, bro.
Pussy ass bitch.
Wow.
Real motherfucking talk. You want to be a gangster? Let's do some gangster shit. Let's go. Get up. Let's go. I'm going to blow your shit out so motherfucking bad.
He ain't even making eye contact.
You a pussy bitch. You a pussy bitch. You a pussy bitch. You my bitch.
Ooh.
Go call your mom and tell her that. Come on. Get up. Get the fuck up. I'll rock your ass to sleep. You got me fucked up. You didn't say that?
Now he asking the whole team, like, he asking the other players in the room that ain't nobody say shit. Ain't nobody say nothing.
Yeah. It, like I said, the way that it sounds as if
He said something.
Yeah, about the coach.
You think it was about the coach? I don't know. Because he said, call your mom and tell her that. I don't know. Well, he could have been about the coach, too. Yeah.
That he said something about the coach, and that's why he's feeling away.
He wants to rock his shit.
Yeah, he wants to rock him to sleep. Like, damn.
Yeah, but he had fists and all. He was ready. He was in cockback position.
Yeah, he was like, ready to go. He was ready to go.
What would you do? I would probably push the envelope a little bit.
See, you're already at a disadvantage when somebody's that mad, and you're sitting down.
Eye contact.
You're lost. You've already lost because if you stand up, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go ahead and fire on you as you're getting up because
you're going to get rocked to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you stand up fast, it's like they're going to just start throwing. So you're just at a disadvantage. You just got, you know, if you're going to go ahead and get up and fight, you got to hope that you can take the punch. And then, man. You know what I'm saying?
And none of the players said anything either. Ain't nobody jumping in like, hey, you doing a little bit too much? Nothing.
Well, you know, it seems as if they knew what was going on.
They even said close the door. Like, they hey. We having a meeting right now.
Yeah. So, you know, with dude saying that, like I said, it seems like they know what's going on. They know what had been said. And in all actuality, they were trying to protect the coach. Now, granted, you got somebody that was like, nah, fuck that. This motherfucker is going too far.
Yo, if he's doing that to somebody that says something.
So they went ahead and recorded his ass.
What's he going to do to that guy? He knows who recorded. Because there's like, what, 5, 6 guys in the room at most, it looks like.
Yeah.
4 of those are in the frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know who recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, man, what'd they do that kid?
What would you do?
I'll talk a little bit. I'll talk a little bit. Like he, you know, hey, coach, I say that, this and that. You better back up. Ain't talking coming to me like that. But, like, I'm just, like, that's just me. You know, I'm gonna, you know me, I push my buttons.
See, I don't like to do the whole back and forth.
Wait, if you gonna do it, let's just do it.
Yeah. I don't like the whole going back and forth, the war of words, right? So, it's like, all right. You know, you start figuring how you going to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, do I stand up right now? Nah, this motherfucker's right on my shoulder.
And the next interesting...
He's going to blast me.
The next interesting clip, they're at the coach's house now, which is weird. It looks like his house. They're at a dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
That player that was on the bed about to get rocked to sleep,
mm-hmm.
is sitting next to him looking scared as shit. He looked scared.
He just looked like he was just there to, like, make good.
He didn't want to be there.
No.
Definitely didn't want to be there. And the coach is apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
So, here it goes.
Coach at Southwest Florida Prep Tech. Today, I want to take the time to take accountability for my actions that occurred earlier with a player and Mr. Elvin Day.
Motherfucker, you could at least say my name.
My actions today were very...
This is what gets me right here.
Very unneeded, disrespectful, and wasn't a good look as far as player-coach personnel goes. I hold my player.
He's sitting there like Kane when he was getting getting interrogated. Just had his hands on the table, not moving. Like he don't want to be there.
No.
Accountability for the way they act, and I need to be held in the same standards. And at the moment, I feel that I let my team down, my coaches down, and our program down for
this
the
This is the funny part to me. He suspends himself.
Earlier this afternoon.
Until further notice from forward, who?
I am going to be suspending myself till further notice, holding myself accountable for the way I...
All right, that's like, okay, Kev, I fuck up with me. And you know what, Kev? I'm going to go ahead and punish me until I let me know when it's enough.
Yeah. Like, you know, he's using his third eye. You know what I'm saying? He's in tune with himself. He knows what he did and how much time that he needs to serve.
Yeah, it was bad though. Now you're the parent. This comes out. What do you do?
If I'm the parent, like I definitely want to see him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you want to talk to my son like that, like
talk to a grown man like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's.
I think he'll knock you out.
Shit.
You see the way he was saying? He was ready.
Okay.
He's been in octagon a couple times.
Be ready when I'm ready.
He's been in octagon a couple times.
You know, it's cool to be ready when somebody else is sitting down. Like I said, it puts you in an advantage. You know what I'm saying? You come in and, you know, you're already at 1,000. Like, he wasn't at a 10. He wasn't at 100.
Yeah, he went there quick.
He came in at 1,000. And dude's just sitting there like, he's trying to be calm, like, look, motherfucker, I told you. I didn't say it one more time.
He turned into Pinky.
Yeah. Say that shit one more time. Like, I'm saying one more time. Like, you know, it's like, okay, I got you.
So the coach, you see the coach, and he rocks you to sleep. Now this goes back to the show we talked about last time. Who'd you get knocked out in front of? Now, you go there to defend your son, mm-hmm. and you get put to sleep. You leave your son in football at that school?
Try, son. I mean, if he did that to me, he was going to kill you, son. I took it for the family.
Hey, but you ain't lying, though.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I ain't taking him out. We ain't going to be no punk.
You still stay there.
I'm gonna let him stay.
Just watch what you say around him.
I'm gonna let him stay for the remainder of that year. I ain't gonna be no punk and take him out in the middle of the school season. Like, come on now.
Oh man.
So, what will you do?
Nothing. I'm motherfucking big and shit. Like, hell nah. You see the size of that fist? It look like a sledgehammer coming to get you. Jay, what'd you say?
That's why you don't let it hit you.
What you say? Like, you better quit talking back. Better say you, sir, after everything. Look, he about to rock us both to sleep.
Don't be no punk dad.
That's me. I don't know. I'll be the punk dad shit. I ain't even... Man, how am I going to look at him put to sleep over something I didn't even do?
Looks like being a father.
You the one around talking like a bitch. I would have been on the coach's side. Right? Put his ass to sleep.
Until he puts him to sleep.
Oh, shit. I was just playing, man. I didn't know we were actually going to go there. I thought it was more like just like an intimidation kind of thing.
Then you got a pistol whip him?
Yeah. Click, clack. Oh, man. VMAs, did you watch?
No.
The fuck you put on the list for? You didn't watch it. You asked me if I watched it. I told you I didn't watch it. No. So what the fuck is on the list for? All right. Oh, okay, bro.
VMAs is important.
No, it's not.
Hey, so one thing that did kind of, you know, throw me off, right? It was on a Monday. You remember, like, that shit used to always be on Sundays. Like, why did they change up the day?
Ain't nobody care about them no more.
I mean, yeah and no. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stars absolutely, you know, pay attention to it, but... the ratings have been, you know,
dropping
like a motherfucking rock. Now, I did see one thing that I did want to ask you a question about, right?
Ax.
Now, I know this is your girl.
All right.
Now, let's go. I'm not even going to I'm not even going to introduce and ask all the artists, right? But the VMA for best new artist, you've got your girl Ice Spice, you got Glorilla, and you've got Renee Rapp. The rest of them, not so big.
I don't even know who the fuck Renee Rapp is.
All right, well, Glorilla and Ice Spice. Out of those two, taking your fandom out of it,
okay,
who would you say is the best new artist?
Glorilla.
Ice Spice won.
Oh, wow. Huh. That's what I chose, but it's more of just like...
It's a popularity proof.
Yeah, yeah. Know?
Because Ice Spice...
So who chooses these?
I have no idea. When it comes to these type of award shows, I don't know who votes on this shit. But it's just weird to me because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, like, I understand that Ice Spice has had a pretty good year.
Decent year, yeah.
But she ain't got them slaps.
Nah.
Glorilla got them slaps. So I don't quite see.
That's interesting.
I don't see how she beats her out for best new artist when Glow has way bigger hit songs.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of crazy. But I guess it's one of those, one popularity, but also, you look at sell wise, like who you can. You look at her and you can, companies are getting behind her and you can sell her.
Yeah.
Which kind of rolls into her having her own nice little drink at Dunkin' Donuts.
She got her own little Ice Spice.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Munchkins? Munchkin?
That's the donuts.
No, but that's the name of her.
Is
her,
it?
That's the name of her little fan group. They're the Munchkins because the song, the Munch song, and yeah, I'm pretty sure the name of the drink is like the Munch or some shit like that. Hey, let me get a medium Munch. Ice Munch. Let me get that pumpkin Munch.
Oh my god. Oh man. I don't know. I'm trying to look for it. It has a picture of it. It looks like a normal fucking Frappuccino.
Yeah, it's a pumpkin munch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Ice Spice Munchkins drink.
See?
It's, I don't know. So, you, okay.
You
like,
don't get one.
I am. But when they name you a drink after you.
That you're drinking her.
I was gonna take it somewhere you don't need to go, but I'm already enough trouble, baby. Like, bro, you have no idea the threats I get. I'm starting to think she's all talk. I'm still alive. She ain't about that life.
Oh man! Next thing you know, I'll be here coming over on Tuesday for the pod and be like, nobody's answering the door.
Oh man, you made me forget what I was gonna say. Oh, okay. They name your drink after you. Do you get like a piece of it?
I mean, I would imagine you get some kind of commission, profit sharing, something.
So, if you had a drink named after you, what would it be called?
The Special K.
I wish we had sound effects. I would have put the womp womp. That was just Kev. Come on.
What?
That was just. I know somebody right now is just laughing. Like, I will give you the Special K. No, you're not. Shut up.
They want the Special
K. Stop talking like that. You don't talk like that. You don't talk like that.
What? That's going on. Let me get a medium Special K. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Stop saying it. What? It's so stupid.
What's wrong with the Special
K? Oh my god, stop.
It's better than a medium Dirty J. Yeah, let me get a medium.
What the fuck you say like that? Well, if I just went, let me get a special K.
I'm just saying. That would be like, oh, they would be happy to make the special K. They're like, yay. Like,
is that how they would do it? How would they make my drink?
Another Dirty J.
You're such a fucking hater. All right, how much access should your friends have to your significant other? Interesting question.
Yeah.
Because this happened with Tyrese.
Yes.
And it was...
JMV.
Yeah, but Envious. No. The girl's name.
His wife.
His wife. They just called it. Gia, there you go. Where he basically was crossing the lines.
Yeah, he had he helped save their marriage. And then they became friends and he started communicating with her. You know, he was already communicating with her to help save the marriage because it was like she wasn't communicating with Envy. So he was like the go-between. And
how did he become, how did, like, they both knew him already?
I don't think
I'm not gonna lie. Like, if me and my wife already having problems and she's like, here, I need you to talk to my male friend. He's in BR go-between. Like,
No. So long story short, Tyrese approached Envy in regards to what was going on. And, you know, he said that basically God's, you know, moved him in the direction and yada, yada, yada. So he started helping them out. He, you know, obviously he did a really good job. And was able to keep their marriage together.
But then he started texting.
Well, they had already been texting, but then it was like he started texting and talking to her more, like on a, you know, on a friend level.
Yeah.
And then things got, you know, inappropriate, which brings us to the question.
Now. It's interesting because, like let's just say you and baby.
Right.
I'm glad y'all have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It would be weird, though, like, if y'all two were just, like, talking on a regular, though.
Yeah.
Now, I know if she reaches out to you, like, on some shit from me.
Yeah.
Or, like, hey, is there his birthday, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He going through something. Can he, like, something like that, I'm cool. But now it's just like, oh, I'm just watching the movie. What are you doing? Like, I'm trying to, like, I have it on pause. I'm like, are you done texting? Oh, it's a special K. Like. She started calling you by the nickname John Choker. Like,
you're talking to who? You know, Special K, Kev.
Oh man, bro, I'll be that guy. It is weird. Like, so it's like,
calls him Special K.
Oh, Special K, so silly. Just starts laughing. Oh, bro. I'll dive on her, bro. But when do you draw that line, though? Like,
I think that with something like that, your friend should have a certain discernment and know that, you know, this isn't what I should be doing with my man's girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you said, if we're communicating because of, you know, we're doing something, we're doing a surprise birthday party, we're doing a, you know, like, we're doing anything that's with all of us, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, we're friends, but I don't ever just randomly just start communicating with any of my friends, wives, girlfriends, significant. Like, I think that's how it bounds.
Yeah.
You know? Now, I guess the other question would be, you know, for, let's do a role switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say it's one of baby's friends that, you know, you and her start communicating.
What she look like?
And you wonder why.
No, so it's like, I don't, so the old dirt would be like, yes. But lately, over the last couple years, I've seen things about her that are different. How would you say? Like, I'm falling more in love with her.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm starting to realize, like she's my best friend. Mm-hmm. She knows, like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to tell you right now, what I like, what I love, and what I don't like.
All right.
I love and I don't like that she knows me so well. But she knows me, like, one time we're sitting.
Where did this pen come from?
One time we're sitting, she's like, you need to stop thinking that. I'm looking at her like, you don't even know what I'm thinking right now. I see it all over your face. Like, whatever. You don't even know what the fuck I'm thinking right now. She spit exactly what I was thinking. And I looked at her, I was like, you creepy motherfucker. Like, yo. And she's done that a number of times. And then, like she's reached out to some people that have told me, even, like, work, some of my work acquaintances, when I had a bad day, she reached out to them because I didn't want to talk about it. Like, and they would tell me, like, hey, Michelle reached out to me. I'm like, the fuck she reached out to you for?
Right.
Well, she, like, when you were getting home the other day and, like, you didn't want to talk. And I was like, damn. Like, so, she, like, I've noticed, like, she's gone out her way to try to figure out what's wrong with me or help me.
Right.
And it's like.
That's dope.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, is that out there somewhere else? Yes. Is there something better out there? Yes. But why when you have it already right here? So now, like, if I'm putting myself in that situation where that was happening, I would have to shut it down. Because, like, I don't think it's worth it. Ultimately, I don't think it is.
No, it's not. But, yeah, it's
but catch me 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, it's crazy because it's just like I think that both people, both parties have to understand. But more than anything, the biggest part of the discernment is always going to come from your significant other. So, you know, no different from DJ Envy's wife was like, you know, she started to feel uncomfortable in regards to the amount of
communication. And that's cool that she was able to stop it or at least, you know, make him aware of that, because a lot of people wouldn't.
Man, dudes be dirty macking. Especially considering the fact that he already knows that he cheated on her. So now
you know they're dirty, you know they've gone through some problems. Like,
now you can plant the seeds, you know, if you was with a man like me, you know, you never have to worry about anything. You know? Then he hit her with the sweet lady.
Man, and to say no to Tyrese.
Yeah.
Man. Yo, that was huge. That was huge. That's a huge move.
Now
what if she just like double playing it? What if, like, she's really like, nah, like, fuck him. Understand? Now she really like on the side just like, yeah, I said this now. You're taking the equation off the table now.
Mm-hmm.
And she really the one pursuing it.
Now you gotta choke her out.
But I think it's really good. It's like, it's when you come to somebody to Tyrese's stature or to something like that that's so talented, like movies, music, mm-hmm. Good, he modeled, like all types of shit, like the fucking triple threat.
Right.
Like, and then for her to say no, like, that's good. And after y'all just came through having problems.
Nah.
That's good.
It's real shit. She's there. She's a rider.
That's what I've been feeling about baby lately. Like, damn, like, you really. I told her, like, you've done shit for me that I wouldn't do for you. I would have never done that. But now that I see that you've done it, I would. Now I would.
Right.
But, like, if it was the other way around for me to have to do it first. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, it's like Music Soul Child has a really good song.
I haven't
song.
Heard that name in a long time.
You know, he's got a great song, and it's Teach Me How to Love. And that's kind of basically what you're explaining, because sometimes, you know, even though you may have seen, you know, certain, you know, what you thought was a certain type of love with your parents, you can always learn something new, and somebody else can always show you something new.
Right. She is teaching me. I didn't even think about it like that. Cause like, she'll, like, on the side, she'll be like, she's what I've always wanted. She'll have my back in front of people. She'll pull me aside and be like, yo, you fucking up.
You're wrong.
The other day, she told me, like, she goes, you really fucking up with your dad. Like, you mad disrespectful. You be talking a lot of shit to him. But she'll be saying that in front of nobody else. And, like, and I'll tell her, like, no. And she, like, gives me pointers. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I guess I am. My fault. Or same thing with the kids. But in front of the kids, she's like, hey, don't be talking to your dad like that. And then we get in the room, like, hey, you can't be talking to kids like that. And I'm like, damn, you're right. Shut up.
Nah, that's good shit.
Yeah, I like
you gotta have somebody like that in your corner.
Definitely.
You gotta have it.
Man, I guess all these threats mean something. It just means you're like, man, am I in a toxic relationship? Because like she'd be like loving me then threatening me.
Nah, that's just her way of showing love. Yeah, that's all. But like that, we out.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents.